going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And, of course, that put the Browns in with all those big stories in the first round. Biggest story of the first round, actually, of the draft and trading down, selecting Mason Graham. Don't miss Daryl Ryder, Andy Baskin, latest edition of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. And they get into all of the latest talk around what the Browns will do on the second round as well and all kinds of goodies. And the quarterback situation, Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, where do they go? Do they add somebody? Whatever. Subscribe to It's Always Game Day in Cleveland now. At 92.3thefan.com on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. They're sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution.
And we have a new one just dropped, early this morning. So if you want to listen to it, I would suggest listening to it after the show.
Dropped.
That's who I am.
That's 2 the best
o'clock.
Way to do it.
Plus, Daryl's going to join us. We'll talk a little bit about what's on there. Daryl will be with us at high noon. So we're going to do a little roundtable, the three of us. We're going to talk a little bit more about the draft. All right. So, Jeff, I mean, we've talked about what happened. We've talked a little bit about why it happened. What does this do for the defense?
If Mason Graham becomes the defensive tackle that they think that he becomes, think about this. Myles Garrett, two young defensive tackles who are under contract, Michael Hall, Mason Graham.
Mm-hmm.
Malik Collins, veteran who you signed in free agency, comes in. You've got three really strong defensive tackles there. That's not all. And then you figure out the other defensive end side, which you might do still in the draft, and you have Isaiah McGuire there. You have Alex Wright. You have Oba Okoronkwo. You sign the guy from Tampa.
Yeah, you know, there was talk yesterday that 00 was going to get traded.
Well, then maybe. You know, so, I mean, so stay tuned. But you have guys that can play that other defensive end spot, and you have a lot of them. I think, personally, the Philadelphia Eagles' way of building a football team is the right way to build it, and that is make sure you're strong on both lines, and then you fill in around it. And I think that's exactly what they're trying to do. Where was Andrew Berry? He was here in Cleveland. Then he left for a year. Where did he go?
Philly.
Philadelphia. He worked with Howie Roseman, and maybe pick that up. I don't mind Mason Graham. I think, actually, he's one of those guys that I would have brought in. However, you run the risk that Travis Hunter is absolutely the real deal. And you also could have taken Abdul Carter there. Let's not forget.
Oh, yeah.
You passed on Abdul Carter, but that kind of is the same philosophy as Mason Graham.
If he starts racking up sacks, well, I'll be playing Wheel of Regret for him. I'll be honest with you. But, again, I'm going to tell you this, Browns fans, that if they would have taken him, which, I think he's an amazing football player. In fact, last night they were showing the Ohio State-Penn State game. It must have been on one of the ESPNs. We were at a restaurant last night, and I was watching. There were like 10 TVs, and I was like, oh, look at this. It's Penn State-Ohio State.
Yeah.
He can play, but standing next to Myles Garrett,
Myles is a freak.
He's gigantic, and it's just like, you're like, wait a minute, this guy is like the best college football has to offer, and look at what we have. So I think there, you know, your eye test would have been like, well, what?
Also,
whoa, man. And that's nothing against him. That's just everything about Miles.
You could have taken Will Campbell, the tackle from LSU, as well, but you probably weren't going to take him at two, you know? And then he wasn't on the board at five. He went to the Patriots.
The other recurring theme last night is I kept wondering, what did they say to Myles Garrett, other than here's the cash? What did they say about Myles Garrett? Because I think there are fans saying, well, if they traded out of that, that means they're in a rebuild. I think the fact that they picked up the number one pick for next year means that they can try to win this year. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, they've got a safety net.
And what it tells me more than anything, and we talked about this leading up to this, they must have felt something like what I felt. They weren't completely sold on Travis Hunter. They also weren't completely sold on Abdul Carter.
Or maybe are they totally sold on getting another number one for next year? They didn't feel like their quarterback was in this draft, and they think their quarterback is in next year's draft, now they have the ammo.
Who's they?
The Browns.
No, hold on. Who's they?
Andrew Berry? Paul DePodesta?
Do you think that they're going to be employed next year?
Paul DePodesta probably will. He has got nuclear capabilities.
See, here's the thing.
And Jimmy Haslam was sitting right next to these guys yesterday. And Jimmy has taken the responsibility for where they are.
Owners clean out front offices all the time.
I get it.
And my only thought is, okay, they've put a plan in place, perhaps, to go get a quarterback next year, perhaps. And I'll say perhaps. Who knows? You know, they could bring in Jalen Milroe, and he could become Jalen Hurts. Okay, so, but I still think they have to win some games this year. The guys who pulled off this trade might not be the guys making the picks next year.
Well, then they handed the next guy something special.
Yeah, they did.
Jeremy is in Fort Worth. Hi, Jeremy. How far is that from Beaumont, Jeff?
How far is that?
About 4 hours.
Probably like it's about 3 to 4 hours.
That's not bad. It's closer than Cleveland.
I've never been to Fort Worth.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think it's the Cleveland of the South, actually. I'm from Cleveland, and it's exactly like Cleveland, but it's a southern town. So, Andy, are you from St. Louis, Missouri?
No. Why?
Man, because you sound like John Hamm, and he's from St. Louis, Missouri, and I can't get over how much you sound like John Hamm.
I got to tell you, could I just be John Hamm for a day and just clean out his checkbook and then come back to Cleveland? I'd be good for it.
Yeah, only if you share that with me.
I'm good with it, Jeremy. You can have half. It's all good. We're already divorced. I'll give you half. Good.
Love it. All right, I love it because it's a smart pick. You can't argue that Graham is a solid pick wherever he gets picked. So that's why I love it. I hate it because it's boring, to be honest with you. And let's see, because I think maybe if the Browns do something fun or they load up on offense with these next few picks, I think it's totally forgivable. We are still underwater from the Deshaun Watson debacle, and we just have to remind ourselves of that. And also, I think what they promised Myles Garrett, they promised him a defensive player and Joe Flacco. That's what I believe. The first pick is a defensive player, and they're going to bring Flacco back. That's my hot take on it. But I just think we're still underwater from the Deshaun Watson.
Okay, we agree with that. Okay, so you have to pick one: love it, hate it, or let's see. I gave you a love it because you said it right away.
Oh yeah, I'm going to say love it.
You love it. Okay, I'll see you on the next Mad Men rerun. See ya. Bye,
yes,
Jeremy.
Sir.
Peace. Let's go to Paul and Twinsburg. All right, time for this. Paul, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up? How are you?
Oh, man. It could have been a home run draft, but, I mean, I think that they could have had the best of both worlds. They could have got a game changer, and like, you know, Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter or somebody that could have gave us some type of excitement. I mean, we're always dealing with, you know, terrible. So, and then we could have got our quarterback later on, so we all could have failed to. We could have got Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders or Abdul Carter and Shedeur Sanders later.
Although, Paul, everybody passed on Shedeur Sanders. What does that say about the kid?
Well, they did, but he's sliding to round two. They're not going to pass on him in round two. I mean, somebody's going to pick him up.
I would think somebody takes him in round two. I would think you're correct. And I think somebody takes him in the top 10 picks of round two.
Paul, love it, hate it, or let's see. So what's your final vote there?
I just hate it. I mean, here, you put a lot of pressure on Mason Graham to be Jalen Carter. Because I heard, you know, defensive tackle is smart. It's a smart pick, but everybody can't be that style up front. I mean, that's just going to be
there's less pressure there than there would be on a quarterback, a running back, or a wide receiver, though. Let's be honest.
Yeah, but he's going to be invisible on the field, though. I mean,
of course, which takes the pressure off. I'm like, we know that you're right. They're invisible. Those guys on the line are invisible. Like, we sit here, we talk about Joe Thomas as being one of the best players that ever played for the Browns. We do it because his peers have respected him that much. Thank you, Paul.
Let me throw this out, though. The thing about Mason Graham is, okay, are you expecting a dominant defensive?
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Lineman. I don't know everything I've read about the guy. They keep saying he didn't get to the quarterback very much at Michigan. Didn't get to the quarterback very much. That wasn't what he did. He clogged up the middle of the line, blah, 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 blah. All right, maybe that's a fit for the Browns. Maybe it was the scheme in Michigan, whatever. Aaron Donald, when he played for the Rams, was not invisible on the football field. And from the defensive tackle position, and not real big at defensive tackle, he sacked guys like crazy. And also played a little defensive end, but he was mainly a defensive tackle. He was a force on the field at defensive tackle. And I wonder if Mason Graham becomes that kind of player, or if he's just a, hey, I'm clogging up the middle of the line type of defensive tackle.
All right, a lot more to go. It's a Browns Therapy Friday. Let's be honest. We're talking about the draft. Love it, hate it, let's see. Everyone's got an opinion on this. Everybody absolutely has an opinion. Coming up in this next hour, though, we're going to check in with Eric Edholm from NFL.com. He's one of their draft analysts, so he'll join us at 11:20. But you are next. I see you. You're lined up. You want to talk about it? You want to let us know what it's all about? Well, we're here for you. 216-474-0092.